Check. Check. very happy to have you here on the Cacique pregame show. Reed Van Schooner gets the start today for the Travelers against Josh Trenadue. It should be a good starting pitching matchup. As we continue here on the Cacique pregame show, let's get you our Andrews Distributing pregame interview. We'll be right back.
Rough Riders have a new partner. Cacique Foods, the nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa, is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Welcome back to the Cacique pregame show. It's time for our Andrews Distributing pregame interview. We're joined by Joey Danielson, Rough Riders reliever. First of all, your first impressions here at the AA level, two appearances in. How are you mixing with the guys, and what do you think of your first couple outings?
The guys are great. It's definitely a big difference. The atmosphere is, you feel it more. Everything feels just a little bit more mature. In a good way. First couple outings have been a little nervous, so adrenaline is pumping, and just trying to go out there and do what I can to help the team win.
What do you do when you feel nervous in those situations to help calm the nerves a little bit?
My biggest thing is like you get those butterflies in your stomach. You know that you care about it, obviously, and I think that if you can kind of channel that into your craft and into the game, it can actually help a lot.
When you're making an appearance up here at AA, is there any thought of, you know, that it is a big step in your career, or do you feel like it's just another day?
If you take a step back and look at it, I think it is a pretty big step. But season goes on, it feels like everything kind of morphs into one, so you kind of go through the season as a whole, and it's take every day as it comes.
Joined by Joey Danielson. Now, you and Eric Loomis were promoted together up to here to the AA level, and you drove on out. What was that trip like?
Yeah, we got promoted right after our Sunday game. So we had the Monday off day, so we decided we were going to take our full 14, 15-hour drive straight through. So we left at about 6:15 a.m. and then got to Frisco at around 9:30 or 10. So,
gosh. What did you guys do to pass the time?
Well, we were in different cars because we both had cars in Spartanburg. So my girlfriend was with, so we were listening to some podcasts and stuff, and just had a few stops to get food and gas, but otherwise you just kind of grinded it out. And happy to be here.
I think your pitching style in Arsenal is very interesting because you throw over the top and on the sidearm as well. How did you develop that?
I've always been more of an over-the-top guy, or maybe a three-quarter guy. And then my last couple years of college, my fastball wasn't playing like I wanted it to. So I worked with Tread for a year. They kind of got me working on changing the fastball, so I started working on a sinker. So worked on that a lot in catch, and then in catch play, it's hard to really see how it moves a lot of the time, so the arm slot just kept dropping and dropping as I could see the pitch moving more. So that's kind of how the low slot came in, and then added a sweeper to complement that, so they can't just pick up on low slot. It's automatically sinker. So
I've heard guys who throw in high and low slots like that, kind of describe it as a guy like a switch hitter, almost two different hitters. Do you think of it the same way? It's two different versions of you as a pitcher?
Definitely two different arsenals. And it's completely different. And I pretty much exclusively low slots of righties. And I mean, a high slot I'll throw at anybody. But, yeah, definitely two different arsenals. They have to respect a lot more from me just because I have that. So
that does it for part one of our interview with Rough Riders reliever Joey Danielson. Part two coming up during tomorrow's Cacique pregame show. But next, we'll have In Touch Credit Union starting lineups on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the In Touch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. Out of here!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday Rough Riders home game means pregame catch on the field, kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game and enjoy out on the HEB family lawn. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. See you at Bark in the Park this summer. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders would like to thank their sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, In Touch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing & Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Antone's Pull Boys, At Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support.
Now, let's get to the game.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. Torres at the wall. Out of here!
High drive to right. We are tied!
Deep to left and gone!
It's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The throw to the plate, and they got him! Looking, he watches it fly!
He got him!
The Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
Has he done it again? He has!
Slides and makes the catch!
It is in time to get him!
Evan Carter wins it for the Rough Riders with a walk-off single!
It's gone!
Riders win it! Riders win! The game is over! Oh, baby, what a night!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
On a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, we welcome you into North Little Rock. Today, the Rough Riders and Travelers begin a six-game series as the Rough Riders look to climb their way back in the Texas League's second half standings. Hi, everybody, from the bank of the Arkansas River at Dickey Stevens Park. Zach Bigley with you. Very happy to have you. The Rough Riders today turn to Josh Trenadue on the mound. On the other side, it's Reed Van Scooter, who makes his fourth career start against the Rough Riders. Here's the lineup that he faces, brought to you by InTouch Credit Union. Cam Colley in center field, Sebastian Walcott at shortstop, and Josh Hatcher at first base lead it off. In the middle third, it's Caber Rodriguez at third, Aaron Zavala in left, and Keith Jones the second, the designated hitter, batting sixth. In the bottom third, Ian Muller the catcher, Jax Biggers at second base, and Marcus Smith is in right field today, rounding out the card. Once again, it's Colley, Walcott, Hatcher, Rodriguez, Zavala, Jones, Mahler, Biggers, and Smith, the starting nine for Frisco. It's 87 degrees, sun shining up above. It is a perfect day for baseball in North Little Rock, Arkansas. The Rough Riders making their second trip out here this season. The first one, they went 1-2 right after July 4th week, and the Riders hoping to avenge that loss. This is a very difficult ballpark to hit in, and pitchers certainly thrive because of that. The Rough Riders scored one run and no runs in two of those three games. They put up six runs in their lone win in this series, a 6-1 victory over these Travelers. The Travs in their home white tops and bottoms today. It's black sleeves on the uniform with a black ball cap and the Arkansas Travelers logo on the forehead. The Rough Riders with their slate uniform tops today, gray bottoms, red helmets, and red double R ball caps for this series opener. Rough Riders coming into today at 12-21 in the second half, 50-51 overall. On the other side, 18-15 for Arkansas. They're in second place in the Texas League North, trailing Springfield, who won the first half, so technically for a playoff spot, Arkansas is in first place. Cam Colley in from the right side. We're set for baseball with Reed Van Scooter up on the hill. The left-hander looks in into his wind, and the first pitch of the ball game is a strike on the outside corner. We're underway at 6:36, 1 minute tardy on what is a very pleasant day for baseball. As mentioned, 87 degrees and the feels like of 91. The 0-1. And Colley takes just down and inside. It's two balls and one strike on the Rough Riders' leadoff man, the center fielder today, hitting at 254, playing in his 95th game out of the Riders' 102. 1-1 pitch from Van Scooter. A swing and a chopper, leaking foul up the third baseline, and it's one ball and two strikes on Colley. Van Scooter, left-hander, 6 foot, 190 pounds, the 26-year-old out of Rochester, New York. Finished out his schooling at Coastal Carolina University. Former fifth-round pick of the Mariners back in 2022. Today, he's making his 15th start at the AA level for Arkansas, pitching at this level for the second consecutive year. He looks in. He has his shot sign, shoulder square, just offset of home towards his own first base dugout. He raises the glove in the 1-2. Breaking ball lashed into right center field. Knight coming on. He dives, and he makes the catch. Headlong dive into right center field, reaching out with the left hand with the glove on it, pulling it out of the sky, and Cam Colley robbed of extra bases on the first batter of the game. Bill Knight with a good first step, with a wind blowing it in and away from him, able to rob Cam Colley. So one out, and here's Sebastian Walcott, the shortstop, coming off a three-hit day on Sunday. Right-handed batters, Van Scooter pitches, and it's a fastball in the outside corner. It's no balls and one strike to Walcott. Hitting 246 on the season, 11 home runs, tying a career high for him. The 0-1, breaking ball, swing and a miss, down underneath his bat. No balls and two strikes on Walcott. Van Scooter is not a big strikeout guy, just 45 strikeouts in 60 2/3 innings. Opponents hitting a whopping 305 against Van Scooter, and the Rough Riders have really roughed him up over his career. 0-2. Lashed the opposite way. That sinks down into right field. So Sebastian Walcott has four singles in his last two games on an 0-2 pitch going the opposite way. He picks up a base hit to right. Josh Hatcher makes his way to the plate. He had a triple earlier this season against Van Scooter. Van Scooter got the ball for that July 3rd game in Frisco. Franchise record 12,081 in attendance for that game. Here's the stretch in the left-hander's pitch. A swing and a foul in and out of Raposo's glove, the catcher, and it's 0-1. Van Scooter allowed four runs over six innings, ceding seven hits to the Riders in that game. And he also allowed a home run to Wyatt Langford, who was rehabbing. Riders ended up falling in that game by a final score of 8-5, though. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. Wiggles the bat over his left shoulder. Van Scooter comes home and misses down and in. It's one ball and one strike on the Riders' first baseman. Defense behind Van Scooter today. It's Jared Sundstrom in left, Bill Knight in center, Lazaro Montes in right field. Brock Rodden is the third baseman today. Colt Emerson making his AA debut at shortstop. Throw over to first base, checking on Walcott. He's back in easily on his feet. Michael Arroyo is the second baseman. Hunter Fitzgerald holds Walcott on at first base. And Nick Raposo puts down the signs for Van Scooter. Hatcher digging into the back of the left-handed batter's box. And Van Scooter delivers. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. And it's one ball and two strikes. Frisbee slider from the left-hander. Rough Riders coming off a series split last week with San Antonio, falling in the last two ball games on Saturday and Sunday. Arkansas also lost the last two. This pitch just Frisbee's outside again, and it's two balls and two strikes. But Arkansas ended up dropping 4 of 6 to the division-leading Springfield Cardinals last week. Walcott shimmies off of first. And Scooter from the stretch. A long hold he deals. Hatcher fights it off the fist, a line drive to left field, but right at Sundstrom, who backs one step, plucks it out of the sky, battling the sunshine, and there are two away. Runner at first, two down in the Rough Riders' top of the first inning for Caber Rodriguez, who's 2 for 3 in his career against Reed Van Scooter. Van Scooter coming off a start in which he allowed just one run over 5 innings of work against Northwest Arkansas 2 weeks ago. He pitches. Fastball over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Van Scooter missed a start last week because of some shoulder trouble, but Mariners realized it was nothing to be worried about, so kept him out for a week, and now he's back. Another throw over to first base. Walcott back in on his feet again. It's Kavika Emsley-Pye coaching third base for the Rough Riders. The acting manager with Carlos Cardoza out this week on vacation. Kenny Holmberg, the field coordinator for the Rangers at the minor league level, is coaching at first base. 0-1. A ground ball in the hole. It's short. Backhanded stop. Emerson slides. Gets up. Throws to first. In time. My goodness. Colt Emerson, spectacular in his first double-A inning at shortstop defensively. He robs Caber Rodriguez deep in the hole at shortstop, and the Riders are held scoreless in the first. We go to the bottom half of the first. Arkansas to swing the bats next against Josh Trenadu on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, equal opportunity employer.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
You guys, I gotta tell you about Asound. For only $60 a month, this isn't just regular internet. It's a total game changer. Streaming, gaming, watching live TV with DirecTV. With Asound, you get it all. Get fiber-powered 1-gig internet with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi starting at $60 a month. Every room stays connected. It's simple. No surprise pricing. For a short time, get a free unlimited Asound mobile line. Still thinking about switching? Do it. Go to Asound.com now. Restrictions apply. See Asound.com for details.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom half of the first inning in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Riders held scoreless in the top half of the first inning, and we go to the bottom of the first where Brock Rodden leads it off against Josh Trenadu, the left-hander for the Rough Riders, in the first pitch. Popped up into short right field. Smith coming on a couple of steps. He's there under it, and he makes the catch. So one pitch and one out in this bottom of the first inning in a scoreless game for Josh Trenadu, making his second Rough Riders start. And here's Colt Emerson, the shortstop and top prospect for the Seattle Mariners. He just made a phenomenal play defensively to end the top of the first inning. And he faces Josh Trenadu left on left. First offering his way. He takes high and inside with the fastball. It's one ball and no strikes. Trenadu comes at you with a fastball, slider, cutter, and changeup mix. He's mostly fastball and slider. From the stretch all the way, he deals. A swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. Cole Emerson out of Glenn High School in Noon Concord, Ohio. That's John Glenn High School, the astronaut. 1-1. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. The Zanesville, Ohio native just turned 22 weeks ago. With High A Everett, a 281 hitter with 11 home runs and 841 OPS. The 1-2 is just high, and it's two balls and two strikes on the number one prospect in the Mariners org. On paper, this is a very prospect-laden team in Arkansas. They have 11 of the top 30 prospects for the Mariners. 2-2. Cut on and miss. Strike three. Josh Trenadu sits him down for his first strikeout of the day. Trenadu with the lefty-lefty matchup, going with the high fastball again, and the Riders have two quick outs from Trenadu. Michael Arroyo, the number four prospect in the Mariners org, according to MLB Pipeline, steps in from the right side. Rough Riders nothing, Travelers nothing. Trenadu from the stretch, he deals. Popped up foul and out of play to the right side. It's 0-1. Trenadu in that first start with the Rough Riders pitched much better than his numbers might suggest. He allowed three runs over four innings of work. 0-1. That's fouled back behind home, a line drive into the netting, and it's no balls and two strikes. He allowed those three runs on four hits, but he allowed a couple of runs in the second inning after one in the first, and then retired the last nine men he saw. So he got better as the game progressed. 0-2, misses high with a fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Fastball in the low 90s for Trenadu. He was dominant, not allowing a whole lot of base runners against him in High A, and he stretches here, and the 1-2 pitch on the way is popped up into short right field. Smith back a couple steps now. He's there, and he puts it away one-handed for the final out of the first inning. Three up, three down for Josh Trenadu. No score into the top of the second on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Preferred Mechanical Group is a mechanical contracting company for commercial and industrial companies and the official mechanical contractor for your Frisco Rough Riders. PMG operates on a relationship-first approach to service, and our team is dedicated to building long-term working partnerships that help us better serve our clients. As we come to understand your HVAC system better, we're able to provide better, more targeted interventions when you need them. To find out more about how we can help you, visit pmgservice.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
This is Sebastian Walcott, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Top half of the second inning, Rough Riders and Travelers, 0-0 our score. Aaron Zavala, Keith Jones the second, and Ian Mahler due up for Frisco. It's 5-6-7 in the Rough Riders order against Reed Van Scooter, who is behind the rubber. He adjusts his pants. Now he's ready to go. wiggling his shoulders as he looks in for his sign. He's got it and deals home. Zavala takes a fastball riding inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Zavala 1-for-1 in his lone at-bat against Van Scooter in his career. The left-hander comes home with the 1-0. Zavala watches a fastball sear the outside corner, one ball and one strike. On this six-game series, we'll talk about it a lot. This is a very pitcher-friendly ballpark, and Scooter has used that to his advantage. Peering in, he gets his sign in the 1-1. Fastball at the top of the zone, a strike, and it's 1-2. Van Scooter has had a bit of a tough season, but he's pitched extremely well at home. His ERA is almost 3.5 runs better at home, the pitch. That's fouled back, and it's still one ball and two strikes. And almost 7 ERA on the road, that's halved in home games. And he's made 7 starts in both home and road situations. He looks in, he's got his sign. After a deep breath, he delivers. And Zavala watches a slider just off the outside edge. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Out of the 9 home runs he's allowed, 8 of them have come away from this ballpark. Infield shifted to pole for the left-handed batter. The 2-2 is a fastball at the knees for strike 3. Zavala down looking. It's Van Scooter's first strikeout. One out for Keith Jones the second. This is a ballpark that has extremely big dimensions. It's 425 to left center field. That's the deepest part of any ballpark in the Texas League. 330 down the right field line. And down the left field line, it's a little bit shorter. 328, but wall is pretty high out there at about 12 feet. First pitch is just a bit outside to Keith Jones, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Another lefty-lefty matchup favoring Arkansas. Van Scooter deals home. A chopper weakly past the mound. Van Scooter off the hill. Fields shovels over to first, four-handed, and gets Jones. Ground ball back to the pitcher for Jones. Quickly 2 up and 2 down. And now Ian Mahler takes his turn. Right-handed batter for the Rough Riders. Bases clear. 2 outs. 0-0 our score between the Rough Riders and the Travelers in game 1 of this series. Wind also blows in here in Arkansas. First pitch. Fastball at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. So if you want to hit the ball out, you're going to have to do it down the lines. Anything into the gaps will not play. 0-1 pitch. Chop in the ground. Foul down the third base side. It's quickly 0-2. In fact, if you look on the offensive side, Arkansas, absolutely loaded with a lot of big names, they have the worst OPS at home in all of minor league baseball. A 583 OPS at home, whereas they have the best OPS in all of AA on the road this season. That tells you the kind of park that this is. 0-2. Bounces down in the dirt. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes on Mahler. So that gives a huge advantage to the pitching side. Rough Riders certainly can't complain about that from their bullpen. That's where they've struggled just a little bit on the mound. Their starters have been really good, and in fact last week they were fantastic. Van Scooter takes a deep breath once again, looking in for his sign, and the 1-2 pitch just outside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Frisco starters led the entire Texas League with a sub 3 ERA last week. Van Scooter looks in, he's got his sign, red glove at the belt, raises it just below his chin, and the 2-2. Mahler whacks it into left field, bounces on a hop on the grass and into left. It's a base hit. Ian Mahler singles on a 2-strike pitch, getting out in front of it, off the end of the bat a little bit, but still a relatively hard hit ball into left field. So Jax Biggers, the batter. Rough Riders with 2 hits, both of them singles against Van Scooter. Biggers steps in, closed off from the left-handed side, pinwheels the bat out towards the hill, rests the bat on his left shoulder, now points it skyward. And Van Scooter delivers. It's a breaking ball on the inside corner for a strike as Biggers shied away from it. It's 0-1. Rough Riders would like to get some offense going after being shut out in the series finale on Sunday against San Antonio. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Another breaking ball, just missing inside this time, and it's one ball and one strike. Frisco failed to get a man to second base in that finale on Sunday. Put up two runs the day before and a 4-2 loss. 1-1. Up and in. It's two balls and one strike. The Riders are going to make a push for the playoffs in the second half. They're going to have to do it soon. They trail by 8 games in the Texas League South at 12-21. And Scooter stretches and deals. It's a breaking ball at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's two balls and two strikes. Amarillo has lost back-to-back games at the top of the Texas League South. The Riders certainly hoping that Midland wins the second half as well, so it goes to best overall record. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with the slider away. Biggers down on strikes, and the inning is over. Riders put a man aboard but cannot score. It's still nothing-nothing into the bottom of the second on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The shift is about to get real. Of course, we're talking about Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, which offers you out-of-the-park savings on your electricity bill. Our ACs are about to get put to work, so make the switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan today and start saving. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Now back to the game on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders in Arkansas both looking for their first runs on the offensive side as we make our way into the bottom of the second inning. Frisco and Arkansas in game one of the series. Lázaro Montez stands in. He's the number two prospect in the Mariners organization, left against left. And the first offering. He swings and lines it down the right field line. Smith chasing. It's a fair ball down and into the corner. Montez up to second base, and he's in there easily. Leadoff double for Lázaro Montez. Doubling down the right field line. Usually he's an extremely high exit velocity guy, extremely strong. That time it was more off the fist, but still got out in front of it enough to line it down the right side. And he's been struggling on the offensive side, so the Rider is certainly hoping he does not wake up in this series. Jared Sundstrom, the right-handed batter, standing in. Trying to do readies and deals. Fits it on the outside corner at the knees with a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Montez, even though he has been struggling, still came into this game with an OPS over 800. he really showed it off on the offensive side in front of the Rough Riders last time they saw him. The pitch, a swing and a miss and a high fastball. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Coming into this game over his last nine games, Montes is hitting just 156. We did have three extra base hits with two doubles and a homer. So add another double onto that. Jarrett Sundstrom, another one of those guys who has greatly benefited from playing away from this ballpark on this Arkansas team. Stretch in the offering home. He swings and misses at a high fastball for strike three. Josh Trenadu with his second strikeout. One down with a runner at second base and Bill Knight stands in. Sundstrom's OPS jumps about 160 points on the road as opposed to home games. Knight, the right-handed batter. Trenadu appears back to second. Montes has his lead. And Trenadu delivers. It's a slider over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Well, if you're just joining us for the first time for a Josh Trenadu start, he absolutely dominated at the high A level. His strikeout numbers were absurd. 0-1. That's high, and it's one ball and one strike. And in addition to that, his batting average against numbers were absurd as well. He was third in the South Atlantic League in strikeout rate when he was promoted and had the best ERA and best opponent batting average against. 1-1 pitch. Knight takes just a hair outside, and it's two balls and one strike. One out, runner at second, bottom of the second inning, nothing our score. He had a 1.15 ERA in high A. Opponents hit just 147 against him. 2-1 pitch. That's outside, three balls and one strike. As a starter with Hub City, he had a 0.74 ERA, and he held opponents just a 1.28 batting average. Just ridiculous numbers for Trenadu. He comes home with a 3-1. Check swing and a high fastball. They appeal, and he did not go. So it's a walk to Bill Knight. Two aboard and one out for Hunter Fitzgerald, the first baseman, another left-hand batter. Lefties hit a putrid 113 against Trenadu. Trenadu, the former 14th round selection in 2023 by the Rangers. He comes set, looks back to second, and deals home. There's a fastball in the outside corner. It's 0-1. Trenadu attended the College of Southern Idaho, where he was an All-American at the junior college level. He stretches in the 0-1. Lined foul down the right side. It's 0-2 on Fitzgerald. Led the country with 16 K per nine while in college. Was actually committed to continue his college career at VCU when the Rangers selected him in the 14th round. Still just 23 years old, working his way up through the system in his third pro ball season. Glove at the belt. He kicks home. That's just high, and it's one ball and two strikes in the left-handed batting Fitzgerald in a scoreless bottom of the second. Trenadu wears the high socks and stirrups, tucks a black glove against his chest, peering in for a sign. Infield plays to pole for that left-handed batting first baseman Fitzgerald. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Slider away for strike three. Third strikeout for Josh Trenadu. Two outs, two men remain aboard the base pass for Nick Raposo. Raposo, a right-handed batter, the catcher today. Funny enough, coming into today, they had just one listed catcher on their roster before activating Connor Charping, returning to the roster. First pitch, fastball rides inside, one ball, no strikes. Seen the Trenadu We're trying to do turn to that changeup a couple times against righties early on in this game, but mostly been fastball slider. He looks back at Montes, who led off the inning with a double at second base. 1-0. Down in the dirt, missing with the slider. Two balls and no strikes to Raposo. Trenadue went just four innings in that start, his first time out with the Rough Riders. We'll see if he's extended today or if he'll go around the four-inning mark. His career high is just five innings. He's done that three times. 2-0. Check swing, roller, foul. Back behind home. And it's two balls and one strike. Rough Riders, as mentioned, dropped a pair out of the three-game set here. They also lost a pair out of the three-game set at home to start the six-game home-and-home series over July 4th. Pitch is outside. It's three balls and one strike now on Raposo. So looking for a bit of revenge against the Mariners affiliate. The Travelers looking to strike first in this bottom of the second. Trenadue readies and deals home. There's a fly ball lifted down the left field line and deep. Zavala tracing into the corner, and it's a foul ball. Three balls and two strikes on Raposo. And Trenadue is one pitch away from getting out of this inning. 2 outs, two on. Runs will be at a premium in this series, especially early on. Something to watch. Trenadue has his sign. And the 3-2 pitch, runners take off. Swing and a miss, strike three. He went downstairs, picks up the strikeout, and he keeps this game scoreless. We're into the top of the third inning. After this, Riders and Travelers, no score on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
Head over to the Lazy Dog Restaurant and enjoy made-from-scratch meals. Dine in at the Stacy Green Shopping Center in Allen or order for pickup or delivery. Free on orders over $25. Visit LazyDogRestaurants.com. Lazy Dog is a proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
We've reached the top of the third on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
We roll on to the top of the third inning. Rough Riders and Travelers scoreless. Marcus Smith, due up, left-handed batter, followed by Cam Colley and Sebastian Walcott. It's the 9-1 and 2 batters due for the Rough Riders in this third inning. Reed Van Scooter with another lefty-lefty matchup for him, and he offers home. Fits on the outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1. So even though it's a lefty-lefty matchup, Marcus Smith has had good success against Van Scooter. He's 2-for-3 against him this season. 0-1. Misses just below the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. Chandler Durham is our crew chief behind the plate today. Spencer Kim, our third base umpire. Chad Westlake, our first base umpire today. 1-1 offering. Swinging a foul back into Raposo's mitt. And down below him, it's one ball and two strikes. Rough Riders have two singles, but nothing to show for it on the scoreboard so far. Infield plays to pole for Smith, who goes slightly open his right heel up off the ground. And the 1-2 is lined foul down the left field line. It's out of play, and it's still one ball and two strikes. Let's take a trip around Dickie Stevens Park, which has been open since the mid-2000s, replacing Ray Winder Field, which was here since the 1930s, hosting Travelers games. 1-2. Misses off the outside corner, and it's two balls and two strikes. As mentioned, a pitcher park, 328 down the left field line, 400 to center, 330 down the right field line. Wind blowing in on a flag posted in left center field. There's a big scoreboard, and straightaway left, beyond a burn. 3-2, Smith grounds it back up the box, off of Van Scooter's glove, it's down below him, he bare hands, turns and throws out Smith. One away. Cam Colley to the plate. Top half of the third inning, no score. The batter's eye in straightaway center field is what almost looks like a shack roof. Here's the pitch. And Colley lines it foul down the right field line. It's 0-1. That's where the old batting cage facility was, is right under that in dead center. Then just above that, there's a fence with some screen over the top of it that provides a little extra height to the batter's eye. Don't have to hit it over that, though, for it to be a home run. The yellow line is at the top of the fence just below that. 1-1. That's popped up to the right side. First baseman Fitzgerald going back near the tarpon foul ground. Reaches out. It's just beyond his reach. A foul ball to Colley. It's no balls and two strikes in the Riders' center fielder. The bullpens are along the right field fence. Rough Riders out in right center field, while the Travelers have their home bullpen in straightaway right field. A lower seating bowl comprised of a walkway in the middle of an upper lower seating bowl and a lower seating bowl. Suite level is up above, and that's where we are here on our broadcast location behind home. Van Scooter looks in, 0-2 on Colley. He delivers, misses down and in, and it's one ball and two strikes. The Arkansas River is about 500 to 750 feet beyond right field. It wouldn't be possible to hit a ball into the Arkansas River from here. 1-2, down and in, two balls and two strikes. One of two ballparks in the Texas League that is right next to the Arkansas River, the other being Equity Bank Park in Wichita, but up there they call it the Arkansas River. 2-2. Misses off the outside corner with the heater. Three balls and two strikes now on Cam after he was down 0-2. One out, bases clear, no score, top of the third. Van Scooter wiggles his shoulders, peers in again for his sign, third base side of the rubber. He deals home. Breaking ball inside, ball four. And Cam Colley has worked a one-out walk. He's aboard for Sebastian Wolcott in this top of the third inning. Fans want to remind you, Peak Roofing Construction is the one-stop roofing company serving the DFW and Austin areas. They provide top residential roofing services for your home. Visit peakroofingandconstruction.com to learn more. Wolcott, right-handed batter, singled his last time up to right field against Van Scooter. And Van Scooter throws over to first to check on Colley. He's back in on his feet. Colley leading the team with 26 steals in 31 attempts. He nabs his lead and shuffles out a little bit further. Offering to Wally. Fastball nips at the bottom of the zone for strike one. No balls and one strike on Wolcott. He had gone 0 for 14 in this series last week before his three-hit affair in the series finale. And a single to start off his day today. Starting to turn it around on the offensive side. 0-1. Sits up high in the attic, and it's one ball and one strike. Seen a bit of that streakiness from Wolcott over the second half of our portion of the season so far. Even with that, though, the numbers impressive. 11 homers, 26 steals. The offering is drilled into right center field, sending Montez back. Stops shy of the warning track, and he's there to make the grab. The ball not carrying at all as Walcott lines out to right field. Two down for Josh Hatcher. Rough Riders nothing, Travelers nothing. Play in the top of the third. Hatcher lined out to left field in the first inning. Left-hander against left-hander. The pitch. Breaking ball popped up. Shallow center field. Knight coming in. Emerson going back at shortstop. It's Knight who calls him off. Makes the one-handed grab running in. And the inning is over. Riders get a base runner on a walk from Cam Cauley, but nothing else. Still nothing-nothing into the bottom of the third on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you use directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
If you're stuck in a high car payment, own your independence at Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. Break free with one-time holiday savings and more for your trade. Your current vehicle may never be worth more. A huge selection of new Chevys on sale. Own your independence. One-time savings and more for your trade could lower your payments. See how much you'll save at ClassicChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Axis Custom Pools is the official pool builder of the Frisco Rough Riders. A veteran-owned company located in Anna, Texas, Axis Custom Pools services all throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. Axis Custom Pools can create your dream outdoor oasis to accommodate any backyard. Give us a call today or visit our website to book your free design consultation and check out our Facebook page for monthly giveaways. Axis Custom Pools, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the third inning, Rough Riders and Travelers scoreless. Blake Rambusch steps in from the right side. Rambusch facing Trenadue for the first time in the nine hole. It's 9-1 and 2 due up for Arkansas. First offering from the left-hander. Is a breaking ball that sits on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Both of these teams' parent clubs bought at the deadline, the Mariners and the Rangers. Here's the stretch in the 0-1 outside, and it's one ball and one strike. But neither of these teams were affected too terribly much. The Riders lost Mitch Bratt, who, by the way, is starting tonight for Amarillo. Here's the stretch in the 1-1 pitch. Popped up to the right side and out of play, and it's one ball and two strikes. And funny enough also, that pitching matchup between Midland and Amarillo is Braden Nett versus Mitch Bratt. Last week, they were both set to face each other in Frisco for the Rough Riders and Missions. Now they're both on two different teams facing each other. 1-2 is swung on and missed. Strike three. Elevated the fastball. The fifth strikeout for Josh Trenadue. One out. Five strikeouts the first time through the order for the left-hander. He faces the top-hitting Brock Rodden. Flight out to right field in the first inning. Kind of funny how the trade deadline works. Stretch in the offering in. That's outside. It's one ball and no strikes. The Mariners made really just one big deal. It was for Eugenio Suarez coming over from the Diamondbacks. 1-0 pitch. On the inside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. But the three players that were dealt were not on the Travelers at the time of the trade. Juan Burgos Martin's in the major leagues with the Mariners, but he was a traveler earlier this year. 1-1. Lined into right field. Smith coming on. He slides and makes the chest-high catch. Boy, what a great read from Marcus Smith. First step in was perfect, and it had to be on that line drive. And he makes the catch to rob Brock Rodden. So now Cole Emerson, the shortstop who struck out in his first big league, or excuse me, first double-A at bat in the first inning. Left on left, and the offering in. Trying to do pauses, and the pitch is fouled away to the right side. It's 0-1. Well, the big piece for that Suarez deal was Tyler Locklear, who last year was an Arkansas Traveler. 0-1. A fly ball lifted into right center field. Colley racing back, still going at the warning track, looking up at the fence. It bounces off the warning track and up over the wall for a ground rule double. Well, you can see the power for the 20-year-old. That ball was really poked out into right center field, just coming up short of the fence. It bounced up over for his first career double-A hit. That ball jumped off his bat. Michael Arroyo, the right-handed hitter, steps in now. Arroyo, the number four prospect in the org. Fly out to right field in the first inning. Nothing our score. Bottom of the third. And the pitch. Misses low on the breaking ball. One ball and no strikes. We'll check in on that Mitch Bratt start as we continue to go in this game tonight. No matter which team he's on, we'll always be rooting for Mitch. 1-0. Fly down the right field line. Smith racing in towards the line, and it tails foul. Out of play up into the netting. It's one ball and one strike. Those two teams, Midland and Amarillo, playing in Midland tonight. And Amarillo put up a pair in the first inning against Bratt. He has struck out two, though. Trenadue has his sign. He sets, looking back towards second, and the 1-1 pitch on the way to Arroyo. A fly ball lifted into right center field. Skyscraping fly that Smith comes in on. He plants, he makes the catch to his right, and the inning is over. Josh Trenadue allows the double to Colt Emerson, but nothing else. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. Top of the fourth inning next, Rough Riders and Travelers. Still no score on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Antone's Famous Po' Boys are handmade daily right here in Texas. With recipes that haven't changed since 1962, it's no wonder generations of Texans have enjoyed these iconic Po' Boys. Each Antone's Po' Boy is wrapped in white butcher paper and made with the highest quality meats, cheeses, chow chow relish, and pickles, all on their fresh French bread. Mustang fans can grab them on SMU's campus or at the stadium. University of Dallas fans can also find it on campus. Pick up your Po' Boy at your local HEB, Kroger, Market Street, or Tom Thumb. Antone's is a proud sponsor of Rough Riders Baseball.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Top of the fourth, coming your way on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
It into the top of the fourth inning. Rough Riders and Travelers, both teams looking for their first runs in this series. Caber Rodriguez, the right-handed hitter, leads it off against Reed Van Scooter. He looks in for his sign. He's got it, and he deals home. Breaking ball nips the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1 on Rodriguez, who was robbed by Colt Emerson his first time up on a beautiful sliding play deep in the hole at shortstop. The 0-1. Line back up the middle. The second baseman Arroyo leaves his feet. Bunny hops to make the catch right behind the second base bag. One away. Relatively routine play on a soft line drive. Aaron Zavala hits now. Neither team has scored yet. Play in the top of the fourth inning with one out. The base is clear. Time for our Avondale Dealerships Road of the Show spotlight tonight. Taking a look at what's going on at the big league level. The pitch. Flutters across the outside corner. A strike. It's 0-1. How about that Rangers game last night? Rangers trailed 5-4 in the bottom of the ninth inning when Jock Peterson hit a pinch hit solo home run to tie it. And then Josh Young, a 3-run walk-off homer in the bottom of the 10th inning, and the Rangers won maybe the game of the year for Texas this season. 0-1. Zavala cuts through a high fastball, and it's 0-2. They're playing in game two of that series currently in Arlington. It's 0-0 there. Nathan Eovaldi starting for the Rangers against Will Warren for the Yankees. 0-2 to Zavala. Low and outside. One ball and two strikes. Aaron Judge activated before the game today, DHing. He struck out in his first at-bat. Judge hasn't been the problem for the Yankees, though. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Zavala chases up and outside. Two down. Third strikeout for Van Scooter. Scoreless in the top of the fourth inning. Keith Jones the second now. The bullpen has really been the problem for the Yankees as they optioned Jake Bird, the man who they just traded for at the deadline, down to AAA Scranton Wilkes-Barre before the game today. First pitch to Jones is a ground ball up the middle. Emerson to his left. The shortstop's got it behind the bag. Scissor steps and throws onto first to get him. The inning is over. 1-2-3 inning for Reed Van Scooter. We're into the bottom of the fourth inning next. 0-0 our score on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
We've reached the home half of the fourth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Lazaro Montez leads it off. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Frisco and Arkansas no score. Josh Trenadue deals home to the left-handed batting power hitter. He swings and misses on a breaking ball away, and it's no balls and one strike. Trenadue allowed a double to Montez in the second inning. It's the first of two hits that he's allowed. Stretch of the pitch. Montez takes outside, and it's one ball and one strike. And what a prodigious power season for Lázaro Montez this season. 1-1 on the way. Fastball rides across the inside corner, a strike, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. He began the season with High A Everett. Seven of his home runs have come here in Double A. He has 25, which is fourth in all of minor league baseball. Only players who have played in Triple A have more than Lázaro Montez this year. Slowed down in the power department just a bit. 1-2. Check swing on a pitch that misses low. He didn't offer. It's two balls and two strikes. When he was promoted up here to the AA level, he was leading all of minor league baseball in home runs. Not anymore. Still, 25 homers at this point in the season. Pretty good. 2-2. He swings and misses. Got him for strike three. Slider below the zone, and Josh Trenadu collects his sixth strikeout. One out for Jared Sundstrom. Sundstrom struck out on three pitches in the second inning. Right-handed batter, a couple half swings out towards the hill. Trenadu from the stretch, he pauses and deals. And a fastball misses inside, one ball and no strikes. Well, the way that Trenadu pauses is a little bit different. Sometimes he pauses with his leg up. That time he paused with his right foot just about 2 inches off the ground after he'd already lowered it. He pauses this time as it's up and delivers a pitch inside. It's two balls and no strikes, just trying to mess with the hitter's timing a little bit. Anytime you can get that hit around on their front foot or off of their timing, could possibly induce soft contact. 2-0. Breaking ball misses down and in. Three balls and no strikes. Rough Riders have spread out their base runners tonight. Three base runners, one in each of the first three innings. Arkansas stranded two in the second. 3-0 pitch. Fastball nudges the outside edge, and it's three balls and one strike. We play in the bottom of the fourth inning. Your team has scored. Trenadu was part of that very good pitching staff the Riders showed off yesterday. This is an almost entirely new starting staff for the Rough Riders. Only Josh Steven, who's set to throw on Friday, was with the Rough Riders to begin the season. 3-1. There's a ground ball, rope foul up the third baseline. It's three balls and two strikes on Sundstrom. He gets a new bat as he broke his. 3-2. The Rough Riders rotation with Trenadu on Tuesday looks like this, with Leandro Lopez set to go tomorrow, David Davalio on Wednesday, the aforementioned Steven on Friday, then Jose Corniel on Saturday, and Rough Riders haven't announced a starter for Sunday yet. We'll see if it is a man who began the season with the Rough Riders or not. Trenadu ready to go here, and the 3-2 pitch to Sundstrom. Misses down and in. Ball four. A one-out base runner on the second walk today for Trenadu. And Bill Knight makes his way to the plate. Knight walked in the second. Rough Riders nothing, Travelers nothing. Bottom of the fourth. Trenadu peers towards first and kicks in. There's a grounder foul to the right side into the Arkansas dugout. It's 0-1. We're talking about our Avondale Dealerships Road of the Show Spotlight. Well, the Road of the Show Spotlight simply goes on one former Rough Rider. That's Josh Young. The pitch. Change up. Just misses below the zone. One ball and one strike. Young, entering today, has played in 10 games since returning from his demotion down to AAA Round Rock, and boy, did he need that, because he's hit safely in each of those 10 games since. 1-1. That's below the zone. Two balls and one strike. During the 10-game hitting streak, hitting .382 and over 1,000 OPS, three homers, including that walk-off three-run homer yesterday. A throw goes over to first, it short hops in, and Hatcher digs it out. Two balls and one strike on Knight, and a scoreless bottom of the fourth. Trinidu readies from the stretch. And he kicks in. Oh, before that, he lost his footing, ended up tossing the ball back behind home, so it ends up being a wild pitch instead of a balk. If he hung on to that ball, it's a balk. And that time he just made Mahler go chase the baseball. Probably would have been better to balk there, because instead it's a 3-1 count. And the runner still ended up at second. He just lost his footing, tumbling down the mound. Three balls and one strike tonight. And he delivers. Strike on the upper edge outside corner, 3-2. Boy, with a healthy and producing Josh Young, the Rangers' offense looks that much better. Especially if Jock Peterson starts to turn it around as well after his home run. Hopefully that ignites him following yesterday. 3-2 pitch. Ground ball through the vacated right side. It's into right for a hit. Smith charges. Sundstrom around third. The throw to the plate on one hop. Not in time. Knight heads up to second on the throw. It's an RBI single, and Arkansas leads 1-0. Strong throw by Smith. Right on target to home. Short hopped by Ian Mahler. Just the throw a little bit late, as Knight came diving across the plate head first with the left hand, scooting it across the outside edge of home plate. And Mahler's tag just a bit late. So Sundstrom scores on the Bill Knight RBI single. Knight at second base for Hunter Fitzgerald. 1-0 Arkansas, last of the fourth inning. Trinidu looks back towards second and offers. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball below the zone. It's 0-1. Fitzgerald struck out swinging in the second. Here's the look in by the right-hander. He sets. And the pitch on the way. It's outside. One ball and one strike. Just trying to limit the damage here with one out. Nobody loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen. 60 pitches for Trinidu. And Trinidu looks back to second, throws back that way. Knight's in safely on his feet. Left on left matchup with Fitzgerald. Trinidu is not a guy who goes very deep into ballgames. The pitch. Whacked into center field, tailing to the right for Colley. The center fielder back a couple steps, makes the catch. Knight tags, he heads to third. The throw off the mark, and Knight's in on his feet. He tags up, moves to third base. Two outs on the fly out to center from Fitzgerald. Nick Raposo, the hitter. 1-0 Arkansas, bottom of the fourth inning. Raposo, right-handed hitter. Trinidu readies from the stretch, and he delivers home. Just misses high. One ball and no strikes. Raposo hitting in the eighth spot in the order tonight. Very slightly open stance. White cleats with a red accent. The 1-0. He swings, pops it skyward out of play to the right-hand side. It's one ball and one strike. Pretty light crowd on this Tuesday night. Beautiful night for baseball. Bluebird sky up above. Not a single cloud in the sky. The moon at about a three quarters full and almost straight away center field. The 1-1. At the top of the zone, a called strike, and it's one ball and two strikes. Just perfectly right in the middle of the field, the moon. The sun will set in just about 45 minutes or so. 1-2. Changeup misses off the outside corner, and it's two balls and two strikes. Looks like we should have some pretty good weather this week in Arkansas. A little bit cooler, actually, than what it was when we were here in July. The offering is grounded fair just inside the third base bag and kicks off the sidewall. Knight scores from third. Raposo up to second. He stops right there. 2-0 Arkansas in the fourth inning. Trenadue thought that ball was foul. Just was fair. Raposo, the RBI double. Blake Rambush in the nine-hole steps in, but not before Rough Riders pitching coach Julio Valdez comes out. He'll have a chat with his left-hander. And some action starts in the Rough Riders bullpen and beyond right field. They have a right-hander getting loose. Rambush struck out swinging in the third. Trenadue was rolling, picked up his sixth strikeout for the first out of this fourth inning. Sundstrom walked. Bill Knight singled after a Hunter Fitzgerald flyout. Nick Raposo, an RBI double down the third baseline. And now Rambush, the first pitch. He swings and chops it foul down the third baseline. It's 0-1 on tonight's designated hitter. The Austin, Texas native. Very slightly open stance. He wears high black socks. Points his bat skyward. The pick. Dances outside. It's one ball and one strike. You have Brock Rodden on deck, the right-handed batter. And then the left-hander, Cole Emerson, after him. 1-1. Breaking ball. That is on the outside corner. Backdoored him for a strike, and it's 1-2. You wonder if they might go to the right-hander loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen if he can't get Rambush here. Looks like Ryan Lobus is loosening the pitch. That's fouled back. Two balls, two strikes. 2 runs on 4 hits total. Two in this inning. Trenadue looks in with a glove tucked to his chest. He's got his sign, and he deals. Foul back. Out of play, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Infield up the middle, outfield the pole. 2 outs in the inning with Raposo leading from second. Trenadue delivers home. Low and away, missing with the changeup. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Trenadue has had to labor in this inning. He readies and offers. It's a ground ball to third, and it's off Rodriguez's glove into left field. Raposo around 30 scores. It's 3-0 Arkansas. Rodriguez charged in, tried to pick to his left, and then wanted to go tag out Raposo, who was running in front of him, but he reached out too far to his left. as he ran too far to his right off the tip of his glove. And that's it for Josh Trenadue. And here comes Kavik Emslipi, the acting manager. He points down to the bullpen. It's a pitching change. So Trenadue is done. He looked better than what his final line will tell you. Riders trail 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
The best deal at the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Draft. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday, as well as Sundays from May 25th through August 3rd. After the game, the Riders will set up an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy from the Rough Riders playing field surface. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Benjamin Franklin Plumbing called to the bullpen. Ryan Lobis takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders. Two outs, runner aboard. Three runs in for Arkansas. They lead it 3-0 in the fourth. First pitch to Brock Rodden, the switch hitter, and it's way inside. He hit him on the right hip. Lobis had it slip out of his hand. Rodden is aboard at first base. Runners at first and second. And here's Cole Emerson. Emerson, a double in the third. 1-for-2 today. The pitch. He fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. Number one prospect picked up out of high school in Ohio. Former Ohio Gatorade Player of the Year. Feet close together. Left-handed batter. The 0-1. Line foul into his own dugout on the right side. My goodness. Thank goodness it didn't hit anybody. I don't think. Friendly fire from Emerson. It's 0-2. That was a rocket. Well, now Lobis out in front, trying to retire him to get out of this inning. He deals. And there's a fly ball into left center field. Aaron Zavala cutting into his left, staring up into the sky. Two hands it for the final out, and the inning is over. Three runs do come across, though, on three hits. No errors and two left on. Into the top of the fifth inning next, Riders trail 3-0 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
How does up to 20 hours a day of super cheap electricity sound? With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, they're all yours. Just do your best to shift big appliances away from peak hours and get rewarded with super cheap rates the rest of the day. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Time is running out to own your independence at Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Break free from paying too much with one-time July 4th savings and more for your trade. Your current vehicle may never be worth more. Don't miss the final days of July 4th savings and more for your trade at the back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. See how much you'll save at ClassicChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations, 2023 and 2024.
Step up to the plate and take your career's next big swing with the McKinney Police Department. Looking for a job with high pay, exciting variety, and the stability you need? McKinney Police Department offers competitive salaries up to $109,000 per year, plus great benefits and a career that's anything but boring. Ready to knock it out of the park? Get started today at McKinneyPolice.org/apply.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Charlie Beilinson takes over. It's a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen for the Travelers in the top of the fifth inning. Frisco trailing 3-0. Bottom third of the order, Ian Mahler, Jax Biggers, Marcus Smith due up. And the first pitch is just outside, one ball and no strikes. Mahler a single against Van Scooter in the second inning. And Scooter done in his start after four innings of work coming off his missed start because of a shoulder issue. 1-0. That's high and inside from Beilinson, and it's two balls and no strikes. Van Scooter's final line, four shutout innings, allowing just two hits. He struck out three and walked one. 2-0. Outside corner, a strike, and it's two balls and one strike. Mahler, very slightly open stance. And Beilinson comes home. And fouled away to the right side on a line. Two balls, two strikes. Charlie Beilinson, the number 25 prospect in the Mariners organization, has been very strong so far for Arkansas. In 11 appearances, a 2.92 ERA. Hasn't struck out many batters at the AA level, just 9 whiffs over 12 and a third innings, but hasn't allowed a ton of runs either. He delivers, rocketed into left field, and it lands in front of Sundstrom for a base hit. Mahler smoked it, and he's 2-for-2. Good start to the Rough Riders' fifth, trailing 3-0. Now Jax Biggers climbs to the plate. Biggers, the left-handed batter. He struck out in the second. Infield plays to pole. And Beilinson delivers. It's a ground ball foul down the third baseline. 0-1. Beilinson stands at 6 foot, 215 pounds, 25 years old. Native of Los Angeles, California, he went to Duke University and was picked up by the Mariners last year in the fifth round of the draft. Mahler nabs his lead. Fitzgerald holding him on. And the 0-1 is grounded to second. Arroyo's got it on to second for one. Emerson to first, not in time. Biggers beats out the potential double play. Ends up being a 4-6 fielder's choice. And Marcus Smith makes his way to the plate. Smith bounced back to the pitcher, Van Scooter, in the third. First offering from the right-hander. And nails the outside corner. It's 0-1. Good to see Smith back off the development list last week. Trying to turn around what has been a slow start to his AA career. The pitch. Across the inside corner. A called strike, and it's 0-2. Smith came into the game just batting 123. He has clubbed a couple of homers. In fact, both were three-run shots. The offering bends him back on an up-and-inside pitch. It's one ball and two strikes. Rough Riders down 3-0 in this top of the fifth inning. Stretch and the throw over to first, not in time, chasing Biggers back. Arkansas winning this game, but they've been struggling as of late. 1-2. Smith takes down and in. Nifty pick on the backhand by Nick Raposa, the catcher. Two balls and two strikes. In their last 17 games, Arkansas just 7-10. They have a 3.31 ERA. That's fourth in the league. That hasn't been the issue. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Throw to first on the back pick, not in time. Smith down on strikes. Two down for Cam Colley. Bielenson picks up the K. 3-0 Arkansas. Top of the fifth. They are last in the league during this 17-game stretch in batting average and an OPS. Tied for the fewest home runs as well. Throw goes over to first, not in time. They've hit just six homers in their last 17 games on offense. If you look at their lineup, it looks like on paper they have a good lineup. It's just this ballpark sucks the offense out of teams. The pitch. Colley comes up empty on a high fastball. 0-1. Colley has walked and lined out to center on a great diving catch by Bill Knight to open up the ballgame. Play in the top of the fifth. Bielenson toes the rubber from the first base side, peering in for his sign with a blonde glove at the chest he sets. And the 0-1 is lined out to deep right field. Montez going back. He's at the warning track. He stops there, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Colley just missed it. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's the Travelers 3, the Rough Riders nothing on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
This is Josh Young, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I was just hanging out. Some little home half of the fifth inning. Rough Riders turning back to Ryan Lobis. He got the final out at the bottom of the fourth. Frisco trailing 3-0 to Arkansas in this series opener. Michael Arroyo steps in. The first pitch is a check swing liner foul. Back behind home. No balls in one strike. Rough Riders have just three hits on the offensive side. Lobis delivers and misses outside. One ball and one strike to Arroyo. He's flied out a pair of times tonight. Lobis pitches home. Fits it on the outside corner for a strike. Arroyo, the number four prospect, and boy, has he looked good at the plate. The pitch. Down low off the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. A .299 hitter through 29 games at the AA level. And over 850 OPS. A lot of that damage, though, coming on the road, as we've hit on. The pitch. He swings and lines and foul back behind home plate. And it's 2-2. Arroyo, like a lot of these Travelers hitters, has done a ton of damage away from Dickey Stevens Park. A .355 hitter on the road, and he takes strike three called with a breaking ball from Ryan Lopez. Lopez's first strikeout. And Lázaro Montes steps in. Arroyo at home, just a .222 hitter. On the road, .355 with an almost 1,000 OPS. First pitch. Montes, a big swing and a big miss. It's 0-1. The knock on Montes is his swing and miss and his chase outside the zone. He hits the ball just about as hard as anybody. But it's about the contact. The pitch is a weak wave and a miss. Kind of a half-hearted swing. It's no balls and two strikes. When he gets a hold of it, they go a long, long way. Exit velocities of 116 plus for the 20-year-old. Sun starting to set. Lights are on at Dickey Stevens Park. 0-2. Down in the dirt. One ball and two strikes on the right fielder. Doubled back in the second. Struck out in the fourth. Montes so far in 29 games has struck out 40 times. The pitch is hit off the fist out towards second. Biggers to his right. He plucks it out of the air on a humpback liner, and there are two down. Jared Sundstrom hits. 0-1 with a walk. Sundstrom walked and scored in the fourth. 3-0 Arkansas, last of the fifth. The pitch outside. One ball, no strikes. Number 17 prospect in the Mariners organization. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Earned the fastball right by him, 1-1. You really wonder, in a place like this, when you know the numbers are so heavily stacked against you as a hitter, if it starts to wear on you, you think, well, I'm not going to get a hit in this place. 1-1 is cut on and missed in a high fastball. That's one ball and two strikes. And then when you're away from home, your confidence is soaring. That could certainly affect these home run splits for the Mariners affiliate. Put up three runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. That's our score at 3-0 Arkansas. Lopez stretches and pitches. It's a breaking ball off the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. It's not too dissimilar to the home ballpark for their major league affiliate. T-Mobile Park can be a tough place to hit in. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball off the outside corner. Ryan Lopez sits down this side in order in the fifth. We go top six. Rough Riders trailing 3-0 to the Travelers on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business ready to stand out in a crowded market? At Fast Signs of Frisco, they empower your brand with custom signage solutions that captivate and engage. From eye-catching banners to dynamic displays, their team of experts tailor every project to meet your unique needs. With over 70 years of combined experience, Fast Signs of Frisco delivers the quality and innovation you expect. Transform your business today with Fast Signs of Frisco, where your visual communications dreams become a reality. Visit them online or stop by their center at 9411 Preston Road next to Hutchins Barbecue. Fast Signs of Frisco, the premier sign solution for Frisco and all of North Dallas.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro Leagues team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. For tickets and more information on the Dallas Black Giants, head online at RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders looking for some offense. We make our way into the top of the sixth inning. Frisco trailing 3-0. Sebastian Walcott, the batter. He's 1-for-2 with a single today. Charlie Bielenson back out there. The right-hander delivers home. And fits a fastball on the outside corner. It's no balls and one strike. Walcott, right-handed batter with his shoulders pressed up against his chest. He now raises them. And here's the stretch and the offering. Strike on the outside corner. It's 0-2. One of the Rough Riders' three hits today. All three hits have been singles. Ian Mahler has two of them. Walcott with one. If you look at Walcott since the All-Star break, he's been a pretty different hitter. 0-2, he swings and misses on a breaking ball low for strike three. Walcott down on strikes, and Josh Hatcher climbs in. Walcott in his last 15 games and over 860 OPS. You just wonder if he needed that break a little bit. It's been a long season for him. Hatcher the left-handed batter, Bielenson the right-hander delivers, and it's a chopper foul up the first baseline. 0-1. Walcott a .286 hitter, 500 slugging percentage over those last 15 games. The offering a check swing, and Hatcher went around. It's 0-2. One out, bases clear, 3-0 Arkansas, top of the sixth inning. Infield playing massively to pull with Michael Arroyo and Hunter Fitzgerald, the second baseman and first baseman over near the line on the right side of the infield. 0-2 from Bielenson. Hatcher takes away with a fastball. It's one ball and two strikes. Kenny Holmberg, the field coordinator and first base coach currently, with his hands on his knees, staring in way back behind the first base coaching box. The offering is lifted in the air down the left field line, twisting into foul ground and out of play. And it's still one ball and two strikes on Hatcher. Sun is almost set. The lights of downtown Little Rock, just across the river to our right, are on. You see the skyline. 1-2, a swing and a miss at a high fastball. Strike three. Bielenson comes back and strikes out Walcott and Hatcher. Three total strikeouts in the outing for him. Cabo Rodriguez making his way to the plate. We are in North Little Rock, Arkansas. On the other side of the river to our right is actual Little Rock. Because of that, this ballpark actually sits on the corner of Broadway and Broadway. First pitch, a strike at the top of the zone, and it's 0-1. You have Broadway Street that runs parallel to the first baseline down into Little Rock. That's Broadway Street coming out of Little Rock. And then Broadway Street along the third baseline is in North Little Rock. The pitch is grounded out to third. Rodden scoops at third base, turns and throws, and the former minor league Gold Glover retires Rodriguez for the final out of the sixth. We're into the home half of the sixth inning. Next, Riders trail 3-0. We'll have some trivia for you next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you use directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill Tortilla Chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill Chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill Chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Sing!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan, you get up to 20 hours a day when electricity prices are insanely cheap. We're talking in the ballpark of a nickel per kilowatt hour. That's bonkers. Don't overpay for your electricity this summer and start saving with Rhythm Energy today. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Now back to the booth for the bottom of the sixth here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Brian Lobos is out for his second full inning of work. Rough Riders trailing 3-0 to the Arkansas Travelers. First pitch home is just outside to Bill Knight. One ball and no strikes. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Arkansas. Rough Riders no runs on 3 hits and no errors tonight. Lobos comes home with the 1-0. Line into right field, opposite away, and Smith has to play it on a hop. Knight singles into right field to lead off the sixth inning. Hunter Fitzgerald climbs to the plate. While he's making his way in, we'd like to remind you that our friends at InTouch Credit Union offer accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning and more. Interested? Visit itcu.org. All right, time for our call-in-college trivia question for tonight. Hunter Fitzgerald, left-handed batter against the right-handed sidearmer in Lobos. And the initial pitch. Runner takes off, pitches a strike, a throw down to second, and it's not in time. Knight swipes his 28th bag of the year. It's 0-1 on Fitzgerald, and this is a really good strength versus strength matchup. The Rough Riders is one of the best teams in all of minor league baseball at limiting stolen bases. Arkansas leads all of AA in stolen bases on the offensive side. 0-1 the pitch. Popped up left side, foul territory, and out of play. It's no balls and two strikes. All right, our Collin College trivia question. Josh Young with the walk-off home run yesterday for the Rangers. It was his second walk-off home run in his career. There are 5 players in Rangers history with at least 4 walk-off home runs. One of them has 5. How many can you name? Our Collin College trivia question. Pitch home. Check swing and a miss and a high fastball. And that's strike 3. Ryan Lobos picks up his 3rd strikeout. There's the first out of this 6th inning, and Nick Raposo stands in. It's 3-0 Arkansas out in front. All right, we're looking for those 5 players with at least 4 walk-off home runs in Rangers franchise history. And a bonus question for you, who has the most walk-off home runs in baseball history? Here's the stretch of the pitch. Sent in the air, foul down the right field line. It's 0-1 on Raposo.
That's Edwards Food Giants.
I think I know the answer to this one. Oh, I was wrong. Okay, so that's actually not a bad question. I'll tell you that here after this pitch. 0-1. That's outside, and it's 1-1. The answer to the most in walk-off home runs in baseball history is Jim Thome. 13 There's a bunch who have 12. The pitch. That's inside. It's two balls and one strike. Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, Jimmy Fox, Stan Musial, and Frank Robinson all have 12 walk-off homers. Albert Pujols also has 12. That's not the question. The 2-1 pitch, actually a throwback to second before that. Not in time to get Knight on the pickoff attempt. All right, the player who has the most walk-off home runs in Rangers franchise history with 5 is Juan Gonzalez. Won 2 MVP awards in the 90s. Monster power numbers. 2-1. That's just high. 3 balls and 1 strike. There is one current Ranger who has 4. That is Adolis Garcia. 4 career walk-off homers for Adolis. 3-1. Up and in, ball 4. Now Nick Raposo draws a walk. 1 out, 2 aboard. 9-hole hitting Blake Rambusch to the plate. 3-0 Arkansas, last of the 6th. There is one player who played in the 2010s and 2 who played before that. The player with 4 in the 2010s, if you're a big Rangers fan, you know Nelson Cruz was extremely clutch. He had 4 career walk-off homers. And the other 2, Richie Zisk and Rusty Greer. Our call-in college trivia question. Most walk-off homers in Rangers franchise history. Juan Gonzalez with 5, and then all with 4, Adolis Garcia, Richie Zisk, Rusty Greer, and Nelson Cruz. Julio Valdez, mound visit is done. He walks back to the dugout. Blake Rambusch, the due batter, right-handed hitter. And the first pitch is just outside with a breaking ball. And it's 1 ball and no strikes. Big at-bat here. The offering is on the outside corner for a strike. Perfectly located slider at the knees on the outside corner to Rambusch. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Rambusch hit an RBI single to Keber Rodriguez in the 4th inning. That was off of his glove. A pretty favorable call. The pitch just sits high. 3 balls, make it 2 balls and 1 strike. Knight has good speed at second. Got to be careful with him. 2-1. Fouled in and out of Mahler's glove. A line drive back to the screen after. And it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Infield plays straight up against the right-handed batter. Outfield straight away and shallow. Lobis stretches. He comes home. Just inside. Barely missed it. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Don't want to miss here. You have the top of the order on deck with Brock Rodden. He delivers. Strike 3 called on the inside corner. He got him with a slider. Ryan Lobis picks up a huge strikeout, his 4th, and there are 2 down. Switch hitting Brock Rodden to the plate, the left-handed batter. 2 aboard, 2 outs. And Lobis will face him. Another left-hander and Colt Emerson on deck, and then the righty Arroyo. The first pitch, just a bit high. 1 ball, no strikes. Lobis, being a right-handed side-armer, is obviously much better against like-handed batters. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0. That meets the outside corner for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. Even with that being said, though, Lobis has done a good job as of late at getting everybody out. He's pitched very well recently. He deals, and it's up and outside. Two balls and one strike. He's gone four consecutive scoreless outings and four consecutive hitless outings before allowing the single in the sixth inning. He lets it go. Chopper foul into the Arkansas dugout on the right side. It's two balls and two strikes, and he's one strike away from getting out of this jam now. Left-handers this season are hitting 254 against Lobis. Righty's just 196. Two balls, two strikes. Runners take their leads. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Elevated the heater up and away, and Ryan Lobis gets out of the jam. Five strikeouts out of the bullpen for Lobis. We go top seven. Riders trail 3-0 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, equal opportunity employer.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the court.
Power everyone's devices with Astound's ultra-reliable fast internet that delivers. Go to Astound.com for fiber-powered, award-winning internet starting at $20 a month. Why choose Astound? Get more of the speed you need for all your devices and do more of everything you love with a smooth internet connection. Plus, save more with Astound Mobile, offering a choice of plans that run on one of the largest and fastest 5G networks. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.com today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
Time for the top of the seventh on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The mustachioed right-hander out of Corona, California, Michael Hobbs takes over for Arkansas on the mound. It's a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. Charlie Bielenson threw two scoreless innings. Riders trail 3-0 in the top of the seventh. Right-hander looks in at Aaron Zavala. It's 5-6-7 for the Riders due up in the first pitch. Curveball in the outside corner for strike one. It's 0-1. Former Dodgers draft pick in 2021. Finished up his time in the Dodgers organization last year with Tulsa. He stretches and deals. A fly ball lifted into right center field, pushing Knight back a couple steps to his left. He's under it, though, and he makes the grab. One away in the seventh for Keith Jones, the second. Hobbs was picked up in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft in December and then was traded to the Mariners in March from the Mets organization. Pitching in the Mariners org for the first time this year. He stretches and deals home to the left-hander. Breaking ball for a strike to Jones. It's 0-1. Jones has bounced out to the pitcher and bounced out to short today. Hobbs has the waxed, curled-up mustache on the corners. The 0-1, and misses high, and it's one ball and one strike. Very well-groomed. Working on four consecutive scoreless outings. Out of the bullpen. He comes home. Jones watches one bend below the zone. It's two balls and one strike. A 2.04 ERA this season in 33 games. He struck out 46 over 39 and two-thirds innings. He readies and deals. Swing and a miss by Jones on a high fastball. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. And unlike a lot of pitchers on this staff and a lot of hitters as well, he has better numbers actually on the road than he does here in the pitcher-friendly home ballpark. 3.10 ERA here at home, an ERA below 1 on the road. He stretches, and the 2-2 to Jones. Swing and a miss, and a ball in the dirt. Kicks up the third baseline. Raposo picks up, throws to first, not in time. So a strikeout wild pitch, and Jones is aboard. Jones reaches on the ball. It got away from Raposo. It kicked down the third baseline about 15 or 20 feet. And Jones hustling out of the box right away, able to beat it. So a man at first and one out. And here's the 2-for-2, Ian Mahler. Offering in. He takes a fastball on the inner edge for a strike. It's 0-1. Mahler has 2 singles today, both to left field. The one in the fifth was hit really hard. A good piece. Stretch in the 0-1. Breaking ball lined off the end of the bat out to shortstop. Emerson drops it intentionally, throws to second. But the call is made by Spencer Kim, our third base umpire, that it was intentionally dropped. Emerson trying to say, oh, come on. That wasn't a very good acting job by the 20-year-old. So Jones remains at first base, a line out to shortstop. Two down for Biggers. Dropped it intentionally because he wanted to get the double play. The offering. That slips outside. 1 ball, no strikes. Biggers has struck out and grounded into a fielder's choice today. Pull side shift on the right side of the infield. And the 1-0 offering. Inside. It's 2 balls, no strikes. Rough Riders haven't had many opportunities today. In fact, just like Sunday, they haven't had a man in scoring position today. 2-0. Up and outside. 3 balls and no strikes. So the Riders have not had a man in scoring position since Saturday night when Keith Jones doubled in the 9th inning. They haven't scored a run in 17 innings in a row. 3-0. Fastball for a strike in the outside corner. 3 balls and 1 strike on Jags. Trying to get something going with 2 outs and a man at first. Hobbs readies, and he brings it in. Down and in. Ball 4. So the Rough Riders with runners at first and second, and 2 down for Marcus Smith. Trailing 3-0. Tying man at the plate. And finally, they get a man at second base. That brings Cameron Ming, the pitching coach, out to have a conversation with Hobbs. While they're talking, we'd like to remind you Baylor Scott & White Health is ranked among the best hospitals in the nation. From cardiology to gastroenterology, they're here to serve you. Make an appointment today by going to bswhealth.com. Also, take a peek at what's going on with the Rangers and Yankees. They are tied 0-0. That game in the bottom of the 5th inning. Nathan Eovaldi has allowed just 1 hit, struck out 5 over 5 innings. Anthony Volpe, the only hit today for the Bombers. The Rangers, through 4 offensive innings, are 0-for-10 with runners in scoring position today. Ooh. So here's the Rough Riders' first at-bat in these situations. First pitch to Smith. It's fouled back, 0-1. Runners at first and second, 2 down. 3-0 Arkansas, top of the 7th inning. Go golden opportunity. Infield shifted to pole. Left-handed batter. The right-hander delivers. He misses below the zone. It's one ball and one strike now to Smith. Smith in these kind of situations has typically pulled the baseball with the Rough Riders, especially against a right-hander. They've been few and far between, though, for him. 1-1. There's a strike. Outside edge. One ball, two strikes on him. Briscoe looking to find the scoreboard right here. Hobbs delivers. Breaking ball, strike three called. Hobbs gets out of the jam. Riders remain scoreless. Stretch time, 3-0. Arkansas leads on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Head over to the Lazy Dog Restaurant and enjoy made-from-scratch meals. Dine in at the Stacy Green Shopping Center in Allen or order for pickup or delivery. Free on orders over $25. Visit LazyDogRestaurants.com. Lazy Dog is a proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
Stretch time's over. Back to the action for the bottom of the seventh on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Benjamin Franklin Plumbing called the bullpen. Avery Weems takes over on the mound. Rough Riders turning to their third pitcher in this opener. Colt Emerson stands in, and the first pitch is a swing and a miss off the outside corner. It's 0-1. Emerson 1-for-3 with a double in his double-A debut. 0-1. Bends low of the zone. It's one ball and one strike. Ryan Lomas pitched well out of the bullpen for the Riders. He went 2 1/3 innings. Shutout baseball, surrendering just one hit. The pitch. Lifted high in the air out to left field. Zavala running back, now coming in, sprinting in, makes the catch. It was a bit of an adventure to get there, but Zavala eventually tracked it down. He makes the catch for the first down in the seventh inning. The wind playing all kinds of tricks on Zavala. Michael Arroyo, the hitter. Arroyo 0-for-3, a pair of flyouts to right field and a strikeout. Weems kicks home. Swing and a miss on the pitch down below the zone. It's 0-1. 3-0 Arkansas leads. We're in the last of the seventh inning. Weems readies. And he deals. And misses. And it's one ball and one strike. Time for our This Day in Baseball History, presented by Fenton Athletics. We go back to 2001 for this day in baseball history. Weems comes in and misses inside. It's two balls and one strike. We look at the 2001 Hall of Fame class. There were three players inducted into this Hall of Fame class, starting with Dave Winfield, one of the tallest players. The pitch. In the air out to right center field, twisting into straightaway right where Smith comes in, and he one-hands it out of the sky. Two batters up, two fly ball outs for Weems, and Lázaro Montes, the hitter. Dave Winfield, over a 22-year career, collected 3,000 hits, a 130 OPS plus in his career as well, 12-time All-Star. The pitch, that's low and outside, one ball and no strikes. He won a World Series as well with Toronto as a 40-year-old in 1992, still a very valuable hitter at that point in his career, though. 1-0. Montes grounds it foul to the right side. It's one ball and one strike. He was not the only one in that Hall of Fame class, though. The other two are very interesting Hall of Fame cases. The first one being Kirby Puckett. Now, Puckett played just 12 seasons in the big leagues, but it was a disease that caused him to lose vision in his eye. The 1-1. Check swing, and it's just off the plate away. Two balls and one strike that caused him to stop playing at the age of 35. But he was an All-Star in his last 10 seasons in the big leagues. Led the league in hits four times. Was a batting champion. 2-1. Low and outside. Three balls and one strike. And there's a reason why he was inducted into the Hall of Fame. Because he was that good at such a small sample size. And a lot of people think he would have put up the counting numbers had he continued to play. Through 12 seasons, he was already at 2,300 hits. Give him a couple more healthy years, and he probably could have collected 3,000. Bases clear, two outs in the seventh, 3-0 Arkansas. Now, the last one in this Hall of Fame class of 2001 was Bill Mazeroski. The pitch. And Montes swings through the 3-1 offering on the breaking ball. It's three balls and two strikes. Mazeroski was a 10-time All-Star as well. But a lot of people think he's maybe one of the more undeserving players in the Hall of Fame. 3-2. Swinging a ground ball, hit down the third base line. Rodriguez dives, smothers, gets to his feet. His throw is wide onto first base. And Montes legs out the infield single. Pulled Hatcher off the first base bag to his right. Montes has the two-out base knock. Jared Sundstrom, the hitter. Mazeroski, if you go just by counting stats, barely had 2,000 hits. Hit just 260 for his career. Hit just 138 home runs. He was a very good defender, though, at second base. An 8-time gold glover. And, of course, hit maybe one of the more famous home runs in baseball history, his walk-off home run in the 1960 World Series to beat the Yankees for the Pirates. Weems readies. Looks over to first and deals. A swing and a miss and a breaking ball below the zone. It's 0-1. If you are into wins above replacement as a statistic or war, they say the threshold, especially for a second baseman, is around 65 career war to get into the Hall of Fame. Maybe closer to 70. He didn't reach 40 career war. 0-1. That misses below the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. Riders trail 3-0 in this bottom of the seventh. Two outs, runner at first. So that's a look at the Hall of Fame class of 2001 on this day in baseball history presented by Fenton Athletics. Weems readies from the stretch and deals in the 1-1 pitch to Sundstrom. He takes a strike on the inside corner. It's one ball and two strikes. He was voted in by the Veterans Committee for his Hall of Fame status, so didn't get in on the regular ballot. One and two. Sundstrom called time, now steps back in. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. Down in the dirt. Mahler keeps it in front. It's two balls and two strikes. The infield hit for Montez, the seventh hit tonight for Arkansas. Flock of geese fly over the field in V formation. 2-2. High fly ball out to left field. Zavala coming in, sprinting in, looking up into the night sky, reaches up and makes the catch, and the inning is over. Well, the Rough Riders, a scoreless inning from Avery Weems in the seventh. We go to the top of the eighth inning next. Riders trail 3-0 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
This spring, elevate your plate and serve up deliciousness at any budget. Take a trip to your local Wild Fork. Whether you're getting a jump on summer by firing up the grill or trying something new and fresh for spring, Wild Fork has everything you need at prices you'll love. When you're tired of the same old, come discover 700 quality frozen meat and seafood items. When you're tired of the same old, come discover over 700 quality frozen meat and seafood items and more at any of our 7 DFW Wild Fork locations. With Las Galinas and Addison locations opening this spring, visit us at www.wildforkfoods.com to learn more.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill tortilla chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Chief!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the order for the Rough Riders, Cam Collie starts off the top of the eighth inning. Frisco looking for their first run since Saturday. They stranded two aboard in the seventh inning. And the first pitch is a strike over the heart of the plate. It's 0-1 on the fastball from the new right-hander, Taylor Floyd, who takes over. Floyd, the right-handed side-armer, he issues in. And Colley takes a breaking ball for a strike on the outside edge. It's quickly 0-2. Colley today has walked and flied out twice. Colley has been reaching base at a furious clip recently. The offering is strike three, called to the bottom of the zone. Three pitches, and Floyd sits down calling one away. It brings Walcott to the plate. Walcott 1-for-3 with a single in the first inning. Stretch of the pitch and misses outside. I mentioned Colley is reaching base well recently. 12-game on base streak extended to 13 games with his performance tonight. The pitch is fouled back. And it's 1-1. His walk back in the third is 13th consecutive game that he has reached base. Floyd gets a new baseball. Floyd taking over for Michael Hobbs on the mound. Right-hander who threw the scoreless inning in the seventh. The pitch is just high. It's two balls and one strike on Walcott. Top third of the order here. Good spot to get something ignited on offense. 2-1. Just inside. Three balls and one strike. The Riders had really turned around the offense after a tough month of June They scored it a little bit better in July. Went from a league worst in runs per game in June. 3-1. Popped up. Back behind home. The catcher, Raposo, gets rid of the mask onto the warning track, and it's just beyond his reach. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Walcott. In July, they finished 4th in the league in OPS, 3rd in runs per game. Stole 29 bags, which was 3rd in the league as well. They've taken a little bit of a step back to start the month of August. Still a ton of baseball to play this month, though. The pitch home. Walcott watches one outside, ball 4. He's reached twice today. Man aboard for Frisco. One out in the 8th inning, trailing 3-0. Here's Josh Hatcher. Hatcher 0-for-3. A line out, a fly out, and a strikeout. Had a lot of movement before the game today on the transaction side of things. Floyd stretches and deals home. Hatcher swings and misses, and it's 0-1. Congratulations to Abimelech Ortiz and Gavin Collier, who were promoted up to AAA Round Rock before the game today. 0-1. Hatcher swings and misses on a breaking ball below the zone, and it's no balls and two strikes. Rough Riders welcoming in some new guys as well. Julian Brock, catcher from High A Hub City, in addition to William Bormey, a right-handed reliever. 0-2. Hatcher takes below the zone in the dirt. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Also, player movement. In addition to that, we wish the best to Aaron Antonini, who was released by the Rangers organization. It's that time of year with a lot of signings from the draft, trade deadline as well, and get some movement throughout the organization. Blaine Krim getting picked up by the Rockies organization. The pitch is a ground ball back up the middle, hits off of Floyd, caroms to his left, and it lands in no man's land in foul territory. Rodden, the third baseman, picks it up. Walcott down to second, and Josh Hatcher has an infield single. He pounded that ball into the ground, and then it hit off of the right side of the pitcher, Taylor Floyd. Ended up pinballing to our left, his right, and hit off his right thigh. And it ends up being an infield single. So now Caber Rodriguez represents the tying run. ...94 miles an hour off the bat on that comebacker. Caber Rodriguez in a big spot for the Rough Riders offensively, trying to get back in this game. First pitch from Floyd, a breaking ball, pierces the inside corner. It's 0-1. Rodriguez 0-for-3 today. Robbed of a base hit at shortstop by Colt Emerson in the first. The pitch is just high. 1 ball and 1 strike. Infield plays him to pull. Power has not been the name of the game for Rodriguez. Just 2 home runs this season. 1-1 pitch. He swings, nubs it back to the hill. Floyd's got it. Only play to first. He throws it that way and gets the out. Hatcher down to second, Walcott to third. 2 outs for left-handed batting Aaron Zavala against the right-handed side armor. Zavala can make it a 1-run game with a base hit. He struck out and flied out. And struck out again tonight. Initial pitch on the way. He swings and lines it out of play down the left field line. It's 0-1.
That's Edwards for Giants.
We've talked about Zavala and how well he's been doing with some tough news this year. Of going up to AAA, finally promoted, and then having to come back down here. 0-1. Swinging a ground ball, topped up the first baseline. First baseman Fitzgerald bobbles slightly, gets a favorable bounce, and goes right back up to him. He fields and steps on the bag, and the Riders are turned away in the eighth inning. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Riders trail 3-0 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, there's never been a better time to switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan and start saving immediately on your electricity bill. Nobody loves a low-scoring game, but everybody's a fan of low electricity bills. Shift power, save money, repeat. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you use directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Hi, this is Cooper Johnson, catcher for the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the eighth inning, Rough Riders trying to hold the Travs one more time before their last ups in the top of the ninth inning. They turn to Brian Magdaleno on the mound. Mags off the injured list. Off the development list a couple of weeks ago. And the first pitch is a ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Walcott Fields, throws to first and retires Bill Knight. There is one away. So one pitch, one out. A good start for Magdaleno, who's had his troubles retiring the first batter he faces in innings this year, but no problem there. It's a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. Hunter Fitzgerald steps in now from the left side. 0 for 3 today with two strikeouts. Riders down 3-0, last of the eighth. Magdaleno from the stretch. And he offers home. A check swing strike. Just poured in the breaking ball. And it's 0-1. Tough left-on-left matchup for Fitzgerald. 0-1. Check swing. And he went around for strike two. Three pitches, three strikes for Magdaleno. Who peers in. Strong-bodied left-hander from the stretch, third base side of the rubber, the 0-2. Swinging a foul into Mahler's glove for strike three. Three pitches, Brian Magdaleno sits him down. Two down, and here's Nick Raposo. Dominant stuff for Magdaleno. Rhythm Energy is offering affordable rates and top-notch customer service. Rhythm puts all its energy into serving you. Switch and save in minutes by going to gotrhythm.com. Pitch home to Raposo, the right-handed batter. Fastball dots the zone. It's 0-1. A heater there from Max. Raposo, an RBI double in the fourth inning. He walked in the sixth. Magdaleno comes home. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball down and in. It's quickly 0-2. Six pitches, all strikes from Magdaleno. He's pouring them in. He readies from the stretch, and the left-hander delivers in the 0-2 pitch to Raposo. Down and in. Oh, he finally threw a ball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Boy, if the Riders could get the Magdaleno of last year back, pitcher of the year in the minor leagues for the Rangers. That would be huge for this bullpen. He delivers in the 1-2. Slider, got him looking on the outside corner. What an inning by Brian Magdaleno. He sits him down with two strikeouts in order. Top of the ninth inning, last ups for the Riders, trailing 3-0 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
At Hat Creek Burger Company, we're bringing back the family meal. No, not the fast food kind, the kind where our devices stay in our pockets and the conversation runs freely. We're the kind of place where those meals happen. Founded in a food truck in Austin in 2008, Hat Creek has always been about the community. Hat Creek has always been about community, good food, and good fun. With playgrounds for kids, drinks for parents, and something on the menu for everyone, come hungry and leave fulfilled. We're proud to be an official partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Visit hatcreekburgers.com to find a location near you.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Another Benjamin Franklin Plumbing caught the bullpen in the top of the ninth inning. It's Jimmy Kingsbury who takes over, right-hander for the Arkansas Travelers. Riders trailing 3-0. They send Keith Jones, Ian Mahler, Jax Biggers to the plate. 6, 7, and 8. First pitch, swing and a miss by the left-hander Jones against the right-hander Kingsbury. It's 0-1. Fourth pitcher for Arkansas tonight. Frisco has not put up a run on four hits. 0-1. Check swing and a foul back off the edge of the glove of Nick Raposo, the catcher. It's 0-2. Well, tomorrow, game two of this series will also be at 6:35, just like tonight. Leandro Lopez starts. He of the 0-9-0 ERA. The pitch. Up and outside, 1-2. Adam Semenaris on the other side gets the ball. 6:35 first pitch will be on the air. 6:20 for the Cacique pregame show. 1-2 is a breaking ball below the zone. 2-2. You can hear part two of our interview with Riders reliever Joey Danielson. Great chat with him about his time growing up in Minnesota. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Jones chases the fastball, the changeup away. One away in the top of the ninth inning for Ian Mahler. Mahler 2-for-3 today with a couple of singles. The offering. Dances across the inside corner. It's 0-1. Stretching the pitch. Breaking ball popped up. Right side, shallow right field. Arroyo back. Second baseman backpedaling. Makes the catch. 2 outs. The Riders down to their final out tonight. It's Jax Biggers to the plate. Biggers 0-for-2 today with a walk. Right-hander Van Scooter from the stretch. He offers. Biggers takes a strike. Outside corner, it's 0-1. Hope you can join us tomorrow. What should be another beautiful day for baseball. The pitch, that's up and outside. It's one ball and one strike as the Riders will try and right the ship. Going to unfortunately see a few games like this in this series. Though not a whole lot of offense. 1-1. Just off the plate away, 2-1. If this score holds and the Riders cannot put up a run, and the Rough Riders will have been held to one run or no runs in three of their four games they played in this ballpark this year. 2-1. Strike on the outside corner to Biggers. It's 2-2, and the Riders are down to their final strike. Bases clear, two outs. Two-two. Biggers grounds it foul to the right side. It's still two balls and two strikes. Riders have not been shut out in back-to-back games since May 31st and June 1st at home against San Antonio in 2023. Two-two. Chopper foul to the right side, and it's still two balls and two strikes. They trail 3-0 in this top half of the ninth. Kingsbury has his sign, and he deals. It's a ground ball back up the middle. Emerson, the shortstop, picks, throws on the run, and it's in time to retire the side and end the ball game. Riders fall 3-0 to the Arkansas Travelers, and they have been shut out in back-to-back games. We'll break it down to the post-game show when we come back on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. Out of here!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride. Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Yet. Post-game coverage on the HEB Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
We welcome you back inside Dickie Stevens Park. Rough Riders fall by a final score of 3-0 to the Arkansas Travelers to begin this six-game series. And unfortunately, the Riders have been shut out in back-to-back games now. Frisco, no runs on four hits, no errors, and they stranded eight on the base paths tonight. They went 0-3 with runners in scoring position. The Travelers, three runs on seven hits, no errors. The Travelers stranded eight on the base paths, and they went 3-12 with runners in scoring position. Final game time from Dickie Stevens Park, 2 hours and 25 minutes. A very crisp series opener in front of 2,181 tonight at DSP. Riders just couldn't get anything going on the offensive side tonight. They didn't have a runner at second base until the seventh inning And then they could not bring him home. They had opportunities in both the seventh and the eighth, especially the eighth. Runners at first and second, and just one out. Cabo Rodriguez grounded back to the pitcher to make it runners at second and third and two outs, but Aaron Zavala grounded out, and the Riders did not end up pushing a run across there. On the pitching side of things, Frisco got some good stuff out of their bullpen. Josh Trenadue in his start, though, before that, was a lot better than his final line might suggest. He ends up allowing three runs all earned on five hits over three and two-thirds innings, striking out six. He pitched better than that. He did not allow a run through the first three innings and then finally allowed three in the fourth. He struck out five through three shutout innings to begin this ballgame before the three-run fourth inning for Arkansas. Then the Rough Riders bullpen pitched very well. Ryan Lobis, two and a third with five strikeouts. Avery Weems and Brian Magdaleno both pouring in shutout one-inning performances out of the Riders bullpen as well. So definitely a silver lining in this ballgame. On the other side for Arkansas, they had a good start from Reed Van Scooter, who allowed just two hits over four shutout innings. And it was Charlie Bielenson, Michael Hobbs, Taylor Floyd, and Jimmy Kingsbury in the final part of the bullpen. Seventh save for Kingsbury. Bielenson with the win. He goes to 2-2. Well, it's a 0-1 start to his AA career for Josh Trenadue, who unfortunately is tagged with the loss in this start today. The Rough Riders fall 3-0. We'll break down some scores for you and more as we continue our post-game coverage for the Rough Riders and Travelers in this series on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. Out of here!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
The best deal at the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Draft. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game.
Goodbye! Our first splashdown of the season.
For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 22nd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Josh Young, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I was just hanging out. One final time, we welcome you back into Dickey Stevens Park. Riders fall by a final score of 3-0 to the Arkansas Travelers. Let's take a look around the Texas League scoreboard. The Rough Riders, they were very interested, actually, in the game going on in Midland between Midland and Amarillo. And that game not only very important for playoff implications for the Rough Riders, but also because of the two starters. Mitch Bratt got his first start in an Amarillo Sod Poodles uniform after he was traded over there at the deadline. And on the other side, the Rockhounds get their first start from Braden Nett, who was traded to them as part of the Mason Miller deal with the San Diego Padres. So Braden Nett ends up allowing two runs over two innings. He struck out four. Bratt allows two runs over four and two-thirds innings on six hits, but strikes out eight in those four and two-thirds innings. My goodness, Mitch Bratt. And the Sod Poodles lead 6-2, so Bratt not in line for the victory there because he went just four and two-thirds innings, but nonetheless, eight strikeouts in those four and two-thirds, not too shabby. Elsewhere in the Texas League, Springfield visiting San Antonio. It's 4-2. Springfield out in front of the Missions that game in the bottom half of the seventh. Wichita hosting Northwest Arkansas, and it's a bit of a slugfest in that one. The Naturals lead 7-6 over the Wichita Wind Surge. That game also in the bottom of the seventh. Corpus Christi, they win it 7-5 over Tulsa earlier tonight. That game is final. As for the Rangers affiliates, the AAA level, Round Rock visiting Albuquerque at the AAA level. Abimelech Ortiz up currently. That game in the top of the fifth inning. How about Abby? He is already 2-for-2, and now he's 3-for-3. He just hit a home run. Abimelech Ortiz with a three-run homer in his AAA debut. Oh, my goodness. Have a AAA debut, Abby. He homers a three-run shot, scoring Trevor Hover and Justin Foscue off of Luis Peralta. And it's now 7-1 Round Rock. So way to go, Abby, in that AAA debut with a three-run home run. And Dane Acker is in there now pitching for the Round Rock Express, the former Rough Rider, an inning scoreless. Elsewhere in that lineup, Dustin Harris, Jake Berger, both with hits. Trevor Hover, Justin Foscue, and then the three-burger from Abimelech Ortiz. That's great to see. Blaine Krim on the other side making his Albuquerque Isotopes debut against his former club. And he's 1-for-2 so far today. So fun stuff at the AAA level, 7-1 Round Rock. That game in the top of the fifth. So happy for Abby making that AAA debut. A three-run home run and a 3-for-3 day. As for the rest of the Rangers affiliates, Hub City at the high A level, they fall to Jersey Shore 5-4, giving up three runs in the bottom half of the eighth inning. While low A Hickory was washed out at home against Columbia, they'll make it up as part of a doubleheader on Thursday. Not tomorrow, but on Thursday. At the big league level, the Rangers taking on the Yankees, and that game is still scoreless. They're in the bottom half of the eighth inning. The Rangers and Yankees still no score. That game being played in Arlington as the Rangers look to win the series. What a dominant performance by Nathan Eovaldi tonight. 8 shutout innings. He's allowed just one hit on Anthony Volpe base hit, a double, 6 strikeouts for maybe the most dominant pitcher in the big leagues right now in Eovaldi. And the Rangers just have not been able to get anything going. They are 0-for-13 with runners in scoring position. Hopefully not going to waste a great start from Eovaldi. That does it for us on the broadcast tonight as the Rough Riders will turn to Leandro Lopez tomorrow in game 2 of this 6-game series. Adam Seminaris on the other side gets the ball for the Travelers. He's 5-5 with a 2.73 ERA. Leandro Lopez, no record, a 0.90 earned run average. First pitch at 6:35 tomorrow will be on the air at 6:20 for your Cacique pregame show. That does it for us at Dickie Stevens Park tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible. My name's Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:20, but until then, we hope you have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. Once again, thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing and Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Anton's Po' Boys, Hat Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support. For tickets and more information on the Riders, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!